everyday life. Join us in partnership as we share Christ and love people. Contact us right now at joycemeyer.org.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Depression, anxiety, panic attacks, guilt, self-esteem, and stress. Problems that affect individuals and families every day. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens is a licensed psychologist who has extensive counseling experience. Providing counseling from a Christian perspective, he specializes in helping people overcome these problems and build their self-esteem, reduce guilt, and improve marital relationships. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens, located in Port St. Lucie, is available at 772-398-4377.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
With all my heart.
When we place our faith in the righteousness that is in Christ, then it releases in us grace. But if you don't place your faith in His righteousness that He has established, then you are left to your own abilities. And you can do some good things, but in the sight of God is filthy rags. And you're up and down. Some days are good, some days are bad. You're condemned, some days you're happy, some days you're sad. Some days you're all messed up because you're relying on your righteousness. And that's not the best life. That's not the life that God called us to. In verse number 17, but if, while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves also are found sinners, is therefore Christ the minister of sin? God forbid. Next verse. For if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. For I, through the law, am dead to the law, that I might live unto God. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness comes by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. Go back to verse number 20. I am crucified with Christ. What he did on the cross, when he was crucified, the moment he said, Father, it is finished, the veil tore. Access to the Father was granted again. Not by anything we could do. It was all done by Jesus. And so we must find ourselves. Paul says, I was crucified with him. In other words, he bore all my sin and iniquity on that cross. Everything that I'd ever done or ever will do, he bore it there. And when he died, it was finished so that the veil was rent and access to God was open to me again. How? Through Jesus. So I'm called on to put my faith in his finished work. Not because I prayed so long today. Not because everything went smooth today. God is with me. What about when you have trouble? What about when things don't go right? Does God abandon you? No, we have to put our faith in the finished work. Amen. Look at somebody and tell them it's finished. It's finished. Throughout the scriptures, we see the opposition of righteousness by faith versus righteousness through works. This was the stumbling block to the Jews. See, Christ came through that nation. They had the oracles, not because there were so many, not because they were anything special. God chose them. But they had all these ceremonial laws. And so when Christ came, and now justification was not through washings and sacrifices, justification came through faith. Somebody say through faith.
Through faith.
Okay. Justification comes through faith. Now, that opened things up for the Gentiles. The stumbling block was that our righteousness comes through faith. The Jews stumbled over that because they were stuck on what they could do, what the ordinances were. Your disciples eat with unwashed hands. You do all these things. They were stuck. And righteousness by faith was what they stumbled over. And today, if you're not careful and you don't allow God to transform your belief system and your thought patterns, you too will be trying to justify yourself through your performances. And there's where you run into occasional condemnation, frustration, the desire to want to give up and give in. Why is not God the same today as he was yesterday? He is. Come on, somebody say the best life. God said, I am God and I change not. His kind intention for you that he started you out with is still the same. No matter how far you might have drifted from it or misunderstood it or neglected it, it's still the same. As a matter of fact, you've heard me say this in time past. You may remember because I have said it in time past, but can you picture in your mind having the highest time in God or fellowship with God that you can remember personally? You know, where you thought if you got any more joy, any more happy, you'd be going home. It's over. You remember that time? How many can pinpoint a time where you got so high it felt like you were going to be lifted off the ground or you was up in the third heaven somewhere, you know? Well, you know what? That is reality. That is the reality. This humdrum, routine, boring stuff that we experience from time to time on a daily basis is not reality. So it's by grace through faith that we access this reality. Ask somebody, how much do you want it? See, you got to get rid of that persecution mentality. Everybody going to hate you. Now, there's going to be a lot of people that love you and admire you and are encouraged by you and will listen to you. Yeah, there'll be people that don't like you. There are people that don't like you now. When you were growing up, there are people that didn't like you. There are people you don't like. That had nothing to do with anything. But don't allow the martyr or persecution mentality to frighten you from drawing close to God. But that is reality. That's what's real. We'll get more into this, but that's what's real. When you're feeling these things from the environment, that's not real. That's trying to become your reality. That's when it's contrary to the word of God, it's not real. It's a lie. How many lies have you accepted? Amen. Amen. So, faith righteousness versus the works righteousness. We usually think of righteousness as morality, character, and actions, right? We think of somebody that's righteous because of their morality, character, or their actions. Now, let me walk a fine line here, because morality, character, and actions are what is produced, but they are only fruits of our faith. Righteous, doing right, morality, our actions that are when we bless people and we're kind and all that, those are just fruits of our faith. You know a tree by the fruit it bears. That's not righteousness, that's fruit. The righteousness is Christ. And we access that righteousness or that grace by faith. Now again, there are people in the world that do right. Some people in the world can be kinder than some saints. But they don't know God. They don't believe in Christ. They are not righteous. Do you understand? They are not righteous. And that righteousness is reality because God says it. Not our viewpoint. It's God's viewpoint. It's his opinion. So that's why we're not to judge one another. A saint can be struggling, dealing with anger, offense, dealing with all kind of stuff. But that doesn't negate the fact that they are righteous. They belong to God. You can never kick a saint to the curb. God says, touch not my anointed. He'll get after you for messing with one of his. especially one of his preachers. No, he will. You are the apple of his eye. And it don't mean you always have it all together. See, that's where folk mess up. They think, see, that's work, that's righteousness by performance. But see, when you're moving in faith, let me tell you something about a saint that don't have it all together. Eventually they will have it all together. Eventually they will get it all together. Because they're moving in faith, and guess what? Grace is coming into their life. Grace is coming into their life. You see them one day, and then you see them the next day. It's all of a sudden, everything's changed. That's why you can never count them out. Get them in the corner. They'll get out the corner. It's not by works of righteousness. It's by your faith in him. God called Abraham when he was messed up, and he kept messing up. But I said this the other day. God said he calls those things that are not as though they were. He was talking about Abraham. He called Abraham when he was all messed up and was continuing to mess up. But God called him righteous. And it says Abraham believed God and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. And he became the father of our faith. Not by works of righteousness that he had done, but by his faith, it released God's grace. Morality, character, and actions, they are produced, but they are only fruit of our faith. They are not righteousness in themselves. Again, you can take a sinner who will curse God, and they'll do right things. They can be moral. They won't, you know, they want to save the whales. You know, they won't do all this stuff. They won't kill a mosquito. They'll do all this nice stuff, but it's not righteous. Do you understand? How many understand? That's a fruit. But if the root is not faith in the righteousness of Christ, it's just performance. And it's filthy rags. It's of no value to God. And that's one of the biggest distractions and hindrances to faith, humanism. Sometimes it's hard to distinguish. You hear people talk about God. They never say Jesus, though. And Jesus is the doorway. He's the only way. All right, go with me to Philippians chapter 3 and verse 4. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 4. Let's start at verse 4 there. Paul, talking about himself and his credentials, his history, his walk, his life before Christ. He said, though I might also have confidence in the flesh, in other words, in performance. Paul, how many know Paul was extreme? As far as the law was concerned, Paul was blameless. Not perfect, but blameless. He carried it out to the T. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinks that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel. There's one credential. Of the tribe of Benjamin. The first king of Israel came from the tribe of Benjamin. A Hebrew of the Hebrews. Paul was part of the Sanhedrin. As touching the law, a Pharisee. Concerning zeal, persecuting the church. Touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. So Paul said, if anybody can glory in what they did, in their performance, is me. I had it going on. I was there. I was a number one guy. He was. He got letters from all those in authority. The first martyr, Stephen, when they took their coats off to stone him, they laid him at the feet of a young man named Saul, who was giving consent to his death.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in Mega Grace. We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.